I want to share a few thoughts with us this Christmas Eve. And I want to walk through just a few of the verses that were captured in what was already shared. In John 1:5, it says this, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In Isaiah 9, verse 2, and then 6 and 7, it says this, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And verse 6 and 7, it says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. And the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." And from what Chase just read to us, in Isaiah 42, "I will take hold of your hand. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you a covenant, make you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness." In each one of those passages of Scripture, they refer to light. The light they're referring to, as we already know and already have seen, is the light of Jesus, the one in whom the angels declared and the angels declared to the shepherds who were out in the field that good news would come to them that would cause great joy, not just for some people, but for all people. Earlier this year, my wife and I went camping in the Red River Gorge area. In the sector where we're in, there was a sign saying that we could, if you wanted to and pay, obviously, you could actually go kayaking underground. Now, we love to kayak and we love to camp and we were intrigued by this sign. Can I just tell you that we were thinking we're going to capture a little bit of warmer weather going south in March, and it was cold. It was desperately cold and rainy. Yet we saw that sign and it intrigued us, and we went. We paid our money. We met two guys at the mouth of the river. Actually, it's a flooded cavern area, and began to make our way in. We had headlights on, and the boat that was guiding us had lights underneath that were kind of glowing, making the water kind of a cool color, if you will. And they began to tell us how this was formed, and we continued to weave our way back and kayak our way back into the cavern. And at one point, they looked at us and said, "Are you afraid of the dark?" And we said, "No, we're not afraid of the dark." "Okay, on the count of three, we're going to shut off our lights, all of our lights." And we did. And I don't know how long we sat there, probably only 30 seconds, but it felt like two or three to me. It's pitch black. There is no light coming from any direction. We're back in the cavern underground. And then they said, "You can turn on your light." And we were the only two on that tour that afternoon. And we began to implore them with questions about, "So what happens when other people turn off their lights?" And you ask them to do that. And they said they lose all direction. Some of them feel like the room is spinning out of control. Some feel they're so disoriented. They don't know up from down. And that's why they cautioned us, "Please just stay still in your boat." You know, darkness does that to us. Darkness creates a void, a no way out scenario. You can't see one way or another. And to be really honest, even in this room, which is very dimly lit, I cannot see your faces, only in the front rows, it's not dark. Not as we would describe it, as a void or an emptiness or not even being able to tell what direction to go. But God tells us that there's a darkness that pervades man, that causes a void, causes an emptiness, causes a directionlessness in us, and that Jesus became the light to show us the way. Not a torch, not something that he held, not something that he said, but Jesus became the light, the child that was born miraculously through a virgin, was born. He is our light. He is our guide. Darkness to light, it is a stark contrast. There, you know it when you see it, right? You know when it's dark. Even as light as this is here, even you can see the lighter, right? It pushes back the dark. So Jesus is the light of the world. And light, as we heard before, gives us hope, gives us love, gives us joy and peace. And I love that verse in Isaiah 9, peace that never ends. How many of you want literally a slice of that pie tonight? Yeah, I know. Isn't it true? Man, a peace that never ends. And you know, the interesting thing is not only are there scriptures that say this about Jesus, but Jesus himself says this in John chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never, never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In Luke 2, verses 6 and 7, it says that while they were there, the time came for the baby Jesus to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. I love how John chapter 1, verse 14 says it in Eugene Peterson's The Message. It says, the word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. That he moved into our neighborhood to redeem us. It's such a beautiful way to think about it. There's a gentleman named Dick Foth who says that the good news is kind of like this, that God left his place, Jesus. He came to our place in the form of Jesus. He took our place on the cross, and then he invites us back to his place. Oh, what a place. What a light to be illuminating. What a light to follow and to be led by. Scripture says it this way, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I can't guarantee you that you'll get the gift that you're wanting or maybe even needing this Christmas. I can't guarantee that. But here's the bottom line, as people who follow Jesus, we have been given the incredible gift of Jesus, who is the light of the world and is for the world. It is the gift of salvation and is the gift that all of us, even those of us here who have not said yes to Jesus, who have yet to say, I will follow him, can do. See, Christmas to me is about God with us. That a God would descend, if you will, to move into the neighborhood, to hang out with me, right? I mean, that's what it means. Matthew 1:23 tells us this. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. In Bethlehem, he is God with us. At Calvary, he is God for us. And at Pentecost, he is God in us. So my prayer for you and for your family is that you would simply receive the incredible gift of Jesus. Even for those of us who are followers, and if you've never said yes to Jesus, this is your day. But all of us can say yes to the incredible gift again this year. As we give gifts to one another around a tree, or maybe you already have done that, you give as a symbol of the gift that you have been given. You give because of what Jesus has done, not because of any other reason. That this is the reason you do it. You're reflecting what God the Father has done for each one of us in this room, each one of us in this world.